You would have everything from members of European royal families to people who would have had great difficulty getting the money together to afford a trip to Egypt, but who nevertheless thought it was an important thing for them to do. You get among package tours people of the professional middle classes in Britain in the late 19th century, such as doctors, lawyers, clergymen, teachers, and so forth. You also get people who wouldn't normally, or wouldn't in the regular course of things, had had any opportunities to travel at all. I think particularly of one tourist whom I've worked on called the Reverend Charles Walker, who was an American Baptist minister from Augusta, Georgia, who'd been born into slavery. And his parishioners in Augusta collected the money together to enable him to go on a trip to Egypt in the Middle East. So he writes very lengthy letters back to people in Augusta so that they can share in the experience as well.